Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says Iran is getting closer to having the potential to build a nuclear weapon. The Russian leader said having such potential is not a violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, but his remarks to diplomats in Moscow seem to indicate concern at the ongoing standoff with Iran. The Russian leader said sanctions normally do not produce the desired results. He said what is needed now is a resumption of a dialogue with Tehran over its sensitive nuclear activities. Russia last month joined other world powers in approving a fourth set of UN sanctions on Iran for its refusal to suspend its uranium enrichment operations. Western powers accuse Iran of seeking to build nuclear weapons under the cover of its civilian nuclear program, a charge repeatedly denied by Iranian authorities. Russia is traditionally considered a diplomatic and economic ally of Iran, and it is helping Tehran build a nuclear power plant at Bushehr in the Persian Gulf. However, some perceive that Moscow has hardened its position against Iran's other nuclear activities in recent months. VOA senior correspondent Andre Dineshner reminds us that the Iranian-Russian relationship has never been perfectly smooth.
They're pretty rocky to begin with. I would say that the high point came in around 1997 when both countries cooperated in ending the civil war in Tajikistan. That was really a big feather in both of their caps. But over the years, yes, relations have been rocky. One has to remember that the Russians did vote for all the sanctions resolutions at the UN Security Council. Of course, some of them were watered down by China and Russia, but they voted for all sanctions, including the last one, which was fairly strong. Economically, there's another misconception, I think, that all of the trade between Iran and Russia makes Russia tilt towards Iran. You look at the numbers, they're not that great. They're only $3.5 billion for trade between Iran and Russia. Russia trades more with Israel, and Iran trades far more with Turkey and China. So that equation kind of falls by the wayside. Then you have this whole issue of the S-300 missiles. I'm sure you're aware of that the Russians have frozen, although they can still, if they want to sell it, a fairly sophisticated S-300 missiles to Iran. A contract that is worth about $800 million. For the time being, they said no. So the relations have never been quite as black and white as the West has portrayed it. Yes, they have the Bushehr power plant that is supposed to come online in September. Whether it will it's still a question, because over the years, if you remember the construction, they've been always behind, and that's a policy decision made by the Russians.
So do you see a change in their policy about the nuclear issues concerning Iran?
Well, they never really wanted to see a nuclear weapon Iran. I mean, that's completely out of the question. The issue was what degree or how do you convince Iran to stop that? The West wants very strong sanctions. Russians said we're ready to go with sanctions, but not as strong as that. We still believe that diplomacy can change them, but we'll see what happens.
Does the relationship between Iran and Russia help the West?
Again, I think from the Western standpoint, there was another misconception that Russia can really exert pressure on Iran to basically change its course. And what we've talked about proves that that's not the case. And also there is, from the Iranian side, there is some sort of mistrust of the Russians now, because yes, they've helped them economically, but not as much. Yeah. And at the United Nations, they voted every single time for sanctions. So the Iranians can't trust the Russian government too much. At least that's the feeling that one gets when you read some of the press.
VOA senior correspondent Andre Dineshnera speaking with us here in our Washington studios.